Please keep your Bibles open to Matthew 7. Thank you very much, Phil. There is an outline of the talk inside the news sheet as well. We face choices all the time, don't we? We face little choices like, what are we going to have for breakfast? Or are we going to have breakfast? What are we going to wear? Are we going to wear anything? Like, choices all the time. But then there are big choices like, who will I marry? How many kids will we have? Where am I going to send my kids to school? What am I going to do for work? Should I change jobs? When should I retire? What should I be doing with my money? Choices all the time. And today, as we finish off our series from the King's Speech, Jesus teaching the truth about the kingdom of heaven, then today he is teaching us about the most important, easily the most significant choice we will ever make. In the end, it's the only choice that we've really got to make because everything flows out of this choice. Today, Jesus tells us as his followers, we need to choose the right path, follow the right leaders, and build on the right foundation. Choose the right path, follow the right leaders, build on the right foundation. Because he tells us there are only two paths. One leads to life. The other leads to destruction. There are only two sorts of leaders to listen to. One is fake and will produce fruit that is bad and will tear the church apart. The other is true and will produce good fruit. And there are only two foundations to build your life on. One will lead to collapse and come crashing down. The other will stand firm no matter what. So because today is about choices, I wanted to start with two boxes. And I wonder if, kids, you want to choose or want to help me decide which of these boxes you want to pick. Which one looks better? Which one do you want to open up and look inside and see what's there? So do I have a volunteer, any kids who want to pick between these two boxes? You want to come on up? Which box are you going to pick? Come on up, pick a box. You're going to pick this one? Not a bad choice. Open up and have a look inside. Can you tell me what's in there?
There's an apple core.
There's an apple core.
There's a cheese, a milk bottle with the black stuff on it.
And a used tea bag.
And a tea bag.
There we go, buddy. That's yours. Well done. So good work. You can take a seat. Interesting choice. I mean, it looks nice. It looked good. And I'll make it up for you afterwards. That was that choice. Does anyone think they want to pick the other box? Yeah, do you want to come up? I mean, I can understand why you went for that box first, but what do you reckon? No. You pick the other box. No, no, that's not it. Oh, well done. Very well done. Okay. What's in there? Open it up. Turn around.
Oh, yay. Two packets of gum.
You meant to slide it rather than tear it apart.
Sorry.
There we go. What is it? Nice. How about that for treasure? Well done. You can take that. Go sit down. It's interesting that you had one box which was kind of nice and looked good and it was big and obvious and easy, but actually the other box was hard to find and looks like nothing. But actually, that's the one that has real treasure. And it's a bit like that where Jesus is telling us about these two paths. Jesus is saying that there is a path that looks amazing. It looks big and beautiful and everyone picks it and everyone is going that way. And there's another path which is hard to find. And when you do find it, it doesn't look very impressive and it's small. And really, Jesus says, actually, that's the one that leads to life. Have a look at verse 13. He says, enter through the narrow gate. The gate is wide, the road is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who go through it. How narrow is the gate and difficult the road that leads to life, and few find it. See, most people think Jesus isn't worth it. Following him is too hard. It doesn't look that amazing. Everyone else is doing their own thing. Everyone else is having fun. But Jesus' path leads to life forever. The path that's wide and easy, the path that everyone else is on, it looks fun. It looks like it's heaps easier than following Jesus and being a Christian, but it goes nowhere. It's empty. It leads to destruction. We have a choice, Jesus says. Choose the right path, he says. Not the one that looks easiest and nicest, but choose the right one. Choose to follow me. Choose to trust me and listen to what I'm teaching you, no matter what anyone else says or does, because I'm here to give you eternal life. And so because Jesus calls us to choose the right path, he then warns us to be careful to follow the right leaders. And that's why he says next, he says, be on your guard against false prophets, fake messengers from God, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravaging wolves. That's pretty alarming, isn't it? Jesus is saying some people will come and initially and outwardly, they look like they're Christians. They say they're Christians. Inside is different. Some people say they have a message from God. They call themselves teachers or prophets. Jesus says they're fake. They're like a wolf dressed up like a sheep to go and attack those sheep. They wear the outward clothing, but they're fake. They don't have the truth. So be careful of them, says Jesus. Be careful of fakes. We hate fake news. We hate fake designer clothes or fake technology that just falls apart. But the question is, how can you tell the difference if they look the same on the outside? Well, being a Christian isn't about outward appearance, is it? Being a Christian is about what's inside. It's about our heart that trusts Jesus. And so I have a couple of extra things here to show you. It's Easter time, and so I have a couple of Easter eggs, and they look great, don't they? The box looks nice and the wrapping looks fantastic, and they must be exactly the same. They must both contain beautiful yummy chocolate, and so you think, wow, that's an amazing looking egg. How much chocolate does that egg have? That's fantastic. So you unwrap it and you think, ah, this is gonna be so good. Christopher, you can have this if you want, because it's an old football. It's a Canberra Raiders football. And no, it doesn't taste very good. It looked good though, didn't it? It looked amazing. It looked so real. What about this one? You know this one must be real because the sticky tape is still on it. So hypothetically, so let's have a look at this one. And you think, it looks exactly the same as the other one looked, didn't it? In the same box, with the same wrapping, but you can't tell. It's what's inside that matters. So let's have a look at what's inside this one, and it is a real egg. Now, I know what you're thinking. Maybe it looks like a chocolate egg. Oh, it really is chocolate, I can assure you. I knew you were worried. Jesus says it's what's on the inside that matters. And actually, it's what comes out. And this one's even more special because if you break open the inside is more little eggs. So this chocolate egg produces more chocolate eggs. How much more theological can you get with some Easter eggs? But they looked exactly the same. They looked exactly the same, didn't they? Same box, same wrapping. Imagine getting this one and thinking, thank you so much for my egg, and inside was that. Like Jesus is saying, actually there are some people who say, yeah, we love Jesus. We'll tell you all about Jesus. They look nice and shiny on the outside, but he says inside they're not real, they're fake. And so Jesus says we need to be careful to follow the right leaders and listen to the right teachers. Be on your guard not to follow those who are fake. The Bible teaches us that trust And trusting Jesus in your heart will always produce fruit in your lives. And that's why Jesus says in verse 16, you'll recognize them. How can you tell the fake from the real one? You'll recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from a thorn bush? No, you can tell what's a grapevine and you can tell what's a thorn bush. This one has thorns that hurt. This one has grapes that are yummy. Can figs come from thistles? No. In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit. A bad tree produces bad fruit. Good tree can't produce bad fruit. Neither can a bad tree produce good fruit. You might have two trees in front of you. They look like trees. They look nice. How can you tell? Well, what fruit does it produce? Same with leaders. You need to look at the kind of actions that come out of them, the kind of love, the kind of teaching, the kind of selflessness, the kind of example that they set. Not just do they look impressive the first time you meet them. Jesus pushes this even further when he says in verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. And God's will is that we trust Jesus with our everything. Jesus is warning his disciples, his followers, be really careful of false prophets, fake messengers who say, Lord, Lord, yeah, we love Jesus, but they don't actually listen to Jesus. They don't pay attention to God, Jesus' word. They don't obey Jesus. It doesn't matter how impressive they seem or how amazing their ministry or leadership looks. What matters is, do they have a relationship with Jesus that actually changes who they are? So they love him and they live for him. Because verse 22, Jesus says, on that day, the day that he returns, the day that we'll all stand before God, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we do amazing things? Prophesy in your name and drive out demons in your name and do many miracles in your name. And I will announce to them, says Jesus, I never knew you. Depart from me, you lawbreakers. They speak the name of Jesus. They look nice on the outside, but Jesus doesn't have a relationship with them. They call him Lord, but they don't actually treat him as Lord. They're not on the inside what they say they are. It's like they say to everyone, hey, we love Jesus. We're choosing the narrow gate and the narrow path that leads to life. But actually, they're walking in the opposite direction on the road to destruction. So be on your guard and look at what fruit they produce. So Jesus has urged us to choose the right path, to follow the right leaders. And lastly, Jesus sums up this section and in many ways the whole of the Sermon on the Mount by telling us to build on the right foundation. And again, he talks about two options. There's really only two ways to live. You either live God's way by trusting and following Jesus, or you are living your own way. And Jesus says, this is what will happen if you live God's way or live your own way. So I need to do a bit of rearranging with tables. So Phil, can I get you to help me with this? Phil and Fraser are going to take care of this one. Will, we're going to do this. Thank you. So I really want to build something here. I want to build a house or something significant. And I have here a whole bunch of sand. Sand is pretty easy to work with, isn't it? So sand is fun. It's nice. It's pretty simple. And so I'm going to build this up. I want it to look impressive. Show off to all my friends. And that'll do, I reckon. What do you think? There we go. So Jesus talks about one guy who built his own house on sand. And so here he is, happily sitting up there on his house of sand. Pretty quick, pretty easy, done, feeling pretty good about things. That's one option. But Jesus says, actually, there's another option, and that is you build on the rock. You want to build something that's solid. And so bricks are harder and they're heavier and they're different to work with. And so it takes a bit longer. So let's see if we can make something with these bricks. Okay, so here is this guy who decided to build his house on the rock with a solid foundation. And Jesus is saying, actually, there are two options, and In one sense, they're both houses. They look the same. And so you could build on sand or you could build with bricks. And they look pretty good. But Jesus says, this is what happens if you try to live life without him. He says, this way is like listening to what Jesus says, but you don't do anything about it. Looks okay initially, but what happens when things start getting tough? So he says, it's like the rain comes, it's like the floods come, it's like the house gets pounded, and it just falls apart. And it collapses. Jesus says, you build with sand, you build your house on the sand, and the moment things get tough, the moment things you face a challenge, it's actually just going to fall apart. It does not work if you try to live life your own way. But Jesus says, if you build your life on the right foundation, if you build your life on his word, this is like a man who hears what Jesus says but goes, I don't really need Jesus. I don't believe Jesus. Forgiveness doesn't matter. Jesus' way, oh, whatever. Doesn't do anything about it. That's what will happen. But here is a man who hears Jesus' word and puts his life on it and depends on Jesus. You know, tough things will still come. The wardens will still get annoyed by how much water is going on the carpet, but there'll be challenges and facing, and he'll get wet, but his house stands. You build your life on the foundation that is Jesus, and there will be tough challenges to come. But that foundation is going nowhere, which means your life will stand firm in his hands forever. You try to live life your own way, then it's actually going to fall apart. And that's why Jesus says in verse 24, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them, takes them to heart and does something with them, lives them out, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the rivers rose, the winds blew and pounded that house. It didn't collapse. Its foundation was on the rock. But if you build your life on something other than Jesus' word and Jesus' teaching and Jesus' authority, then Jesus says, this is what's going to happen. Verse 26, everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't act on them is like the foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the rivers rose, the winds blew and pounded that house, and it collapsed. And it collapsed with a great crash. So Jesus is really clearly saying that you only have two options in front of you. You either put your life into his hands. He controls. He is the Lord. He is the king and boss. And you will have eternal life and forgiveness of sins. Or you can keep your life in your own hands and it will end in disaster. And so that's why Jesus is saying, he's not just saying it in a grumpy way. He's saying, I've come to lay down my life to give you this option, to open this path for you. I've come to die for you and rise from the dead so that you can have this life. So choose the right path, says Jesus. Follow and listen to the right teachers and build your life on the right foundation. So why don't we spend some time praying now? So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that in Jesus Christ you have opened up the way for us to be saved and to come to you. Father, thank you that in Jesus you've given us the truth that we know you and we know about our lives and we know how to be forgiven and saved. And Father, thank you that Jesus is our rock and our foundation. Please help us to put our lives in his hands. Help us to trust and rely on him. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.